Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Going on. This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run.
Bang, the sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov. The star, the NXT champion,
and you're listening to the Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Listening to the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C. Romoran, Chino Liao, and Emil Nate with our picks of the week episode. So this is for those of you who just don't have enough time and bandwidth to catch everything. So we've cherry-picked our favorites from the week that was. Before we get to our picks, remind you once again that the February batch of the Wrestling Podcast Pasabay has officially opened. So you can get your favorite wrestling merch from WWE Shop, Pro Wrestling Tees Shop, AEW, any store that sells wrestling merch. Basta tinatanggap yung credit card namin, pwede dun. Go check out tinyurl.com/WWPFebPasabay. Again, that is tinyurl.com/WWPFEBPASABUY, or go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/WrestlingPodcast, to be part of this week's Pasabay match. We've also got the Elimination Chamber Perth viewing party happening at Skinny Mike's BGC on Saturday, February 24. That's going to be at 5:30 p.m. local time because it's the same time zone tayo as Perth. You can get your tickets over on facebook.com/wrestlingpodcast. 350 pesos for the early bird tickets, 450 pesos for walk-in. Both come with a free iced tea. So we'll catch you at Skinny Mike's on February 24 for the Elimination Chamber Perth viewing party. Let's get to our picks of the week. And we're going to start with Chino, who has another unconventional pick here.
It is an unconventional pick. I rarely pick theme songs, walkout music, as picks of the week. But I did have to pick this one because it is the Gunn's new theme, quote-unquote new theme, care of 50 Cent, and his debut album, Get Rich or Die Trying, is from 2003. The track is called The Many Men. Get Rich or Die Trying is a favorite of mine, a special sentimental album because I was a big Eminem fan. And when I heard that Eminem was starting to produce other artists, I picked up 50 Cent's album. And I started listening to it back in my high school days. So I do know the track. It is unconventional because it was not a single. If anything, it's one of his more violent songs. One of 50 Cent's trappier songs, I guess you could say. In modern parlance, but I do get why the Gunns picked it. See, Colton Gunn, tama ba ako? Colton's the shorter gun, right?
No. Colton's the taller one.
Austin Gunn. That's who I'm referring to. Austin Gunn said that when he picked that song, even if it didn't make sense for their team to walk out to such a slow starting song, he wanted to relay the message that now that they're on top, a lot of people, hence many men, are going to start gunning, pun intended, after them. And I get nagets ko yung concept na yun because I can also relate to the Gunns. Diba? They have also been on the record saying na underappreciated sila, and I can relate to that because they are a tag team with a chip on their shoulder. Kahit champions na sila, feeling nila lahat ng tao kinakalaban pa rin sila. And really, that chip on your show on their shoulder, I think that can just lead to a lot of great things for them. So ako, I really like that that Tony Khan is flexing his wallet again in terms of acquiring licensed music. And I really like listening to hip-hop on wrestling TV.
Before this, all I knew about 50 Cent was in the club. Yun lang yung alam kong kanta ni 50 Cent. But
that's
this one,
a child. Yes.
Yeah, but this one, I dig the song so much and I added it in my personal playlist. It's just such a cool song. And ano siya, it gives yung the vibes of, di ba yung mga sa boxing, yung entrance theme, usually hip-hop. This is like a theme you would hear in a boxing match. And for it to be used in wrestling, it's so out of the blue. It's so different. Kasi usually the wrestling, you know, this is the normal wrestling theme song and how they sound. And this is not a typical wrestling theme song. And yeah, so I dig this because it's different. Yeah, and it's cool because it's 50 Cent, diba? Like, it's one of the best rappers of all time. So
yeah, I don't have a lot of thoughts on this. It is an unconventional pick, so it's not a match, it's not anything. I will say, you know, it's nice to have a boss like Tony Khan who is unhinged, but he will buy you the popular recording artist music that you like. So sana all may ganung power, may ganung pa.
Ito, question na, like, if you can ask Tony Khan to buy a song for you to use as an entrance theme, what song it would be? Like, syempre dapat ano yun, mainstream yun, so if there's like one mainstream song that TK can buy for you, what would it be?
Larger Than Life, Backstreet Boys.
You've got it going on, Backstreet Boys.
Oh, did you cheat?
No, I have a serious answer. I have a serious answer.
My answer was very serious.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
My answer was very, very serious. I used it in training once.
Okay. Mark Ronson, Ooh-wee.
Oh, I know. Uptown Funk. Bruno Mars.
Okay. So you want to be a Funkasaurus, I see.
Yeah. It's a fun. I think it will be fun if you go out to Uptown Funk. Like, people will clap and dance along.
Although I have started walking out to Ultimate Warriors theme music during my shows. I know, for some reason it works. I don't know, I can't explain it.
All right, let's get to the next pick, which is mine. It's from Monday Night Raw. The Intercontinental Championship defense between Gunther and Kofi Kingston. And you know, we've gushed about Gunther so much over the last couple of years that it's becoming one of the stereotypical picks na for this episode. But with Kofi Kingston, I appreciate how he got to the Chad Gable level of he makes you care enough to think he might actually pull this off. And that's the Kofi Kingston arc naman talaga, diba? Even before Kofi Mania, he's always been very good at getting you invested in the match. But in the 5 years since, we haven't really seen Kofi come close to that that singles star level where he gets to be a singles champion. So it's nice now. For about 15 minutes, I got to believe in Kofi Mania once again. And you know, he tried to go into his deep bag of tricks to try to confuse Gunther and to one-up him. But ultimately, just like Gunther's big chops, he was able to swat Kofi down like a fly and defeat him. You know, it was one of those, it was fun while it lasted matches. And it's great to see Kofi do his thing once again, especially matching up against someone like Gunther.
This was a match I never thought I would enjoy, but I really enjoyed it. And you can see that Gunther's really having fun with these matches, though. And the one thing I really dig, though, was at the end when Kaiser and Vinci just beat the hell out of Xavier and Kofi. Because it reestablished them as a threat. Because, like, we have been saying this before, and when they went up to the main roster, for a while, nagbukas silang goons. But here, they looked like a threat. And this reestablishes Imperium as, you know, a really deadly stable. Now, all of them can, like, fuck you up at any point at any time. So,
Yeah, alam mo ano kulang sa Imperium, babae. Babae.
Complete. Oh, ano?
The circle. You know, you think
which,
I'm kidding,
which,
but the
which white-skinned Aryan female are you going to add to Imperium?
Si Alba Fire.
Oh, paghiwalayin niyo na si Alba Fire, dapat tsaka si ano. Tsaka si Isla Dawn. Anyway, no, I like how all the vets are getting a run at Gunther. You know, I like how they got the Miz in there, the Chad Gable, now he got Kofi. Just everybody just getting a chance to work with an athlete in the caliber of Gunther is great because it legitimizes Gunther when he does inevitably go after the main title, right? Or when he drops his Intercontinental title to somebody deserving. I did feel the same way as Stan when he said that I thought Kofi was going to do it, in the same way that I thought The Miz was going to do it and Chad Gable was going to do it. So after a while, I realized that it's a chop lang that they gone through to. But I still kept watching, you know, because you watch NASCAR for car wrecks, right? That's the thing that they say. And I watched Gunther because I like seeing him beat the living hell out of people. So I also really enjoyed this one.
Yeah, so there's been a recurring theme when it comes to Gunther's feuds, which you don't actually do see sa mga feuds of Roman. Like, Gunther is out here taking yung mga weirdo, silly gimmicks and forcing them to step up and be serious again when they face him. So you got the Alpha Academy, you got Chad Gable going at it, got the Miz, fucking Miz, right? Then now you have both members of the New Day, diba? Shedding their silly shtick for a while just to go after and get a crack at Gunther, diba? So that's pretty cool. I enjoy that part. And I don't know if a lot of people are picking up on that because that's, you know, mid-card magic right there. Emil, Gina, I've already said it, what their favorite parts. You've already said your favorite parts, and I agree with all that. I enjoy the fact that Kofi can just do whatever out there, and then at a drop of a hat, but he can go back into serious mode and putting out 15-minute legit fights, almost shoot fights out there. Despite being a, for lack of a better word, a kid's act for the past decade. So that's pretty awesome. That's what it means to be a professional at the highest level. So sana all gonna, sana ako rin gonna.
Let's stay with Raw here and go to Emil's pick.
Right, my pick is from Raw. It's the DIY, Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa, going up against Damian Priest and Finn Balor of the Judgment Day for the Undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships. I'm a big DIY fan, and I am so happy that they're slowly getting over in the main roster as we go along. And I hope this isn't the last that we see them go after the tag titles. And this was a great opener for Raw. I mean, both teams knew the assignment, and it was to go out and energize the crowd with this fast-paced action. Definitely in the wheelhouse of DIY. And the thing that amazes me about DIY recently is that every week they would come out to a quiet crowd, but by the end of the match, people will pop for them. And people, even in this match, people were chanting DIY by the end of this match. And it is so satisfying to see them get over with their in-ring talent and with their in-ring skill, because they kind of did the same in NXT. That's how they got over as well back then. So, tama nga yung pangalan ng team nila, do it yourself, because they're doing it themselves. And I am happy na the crowd is finally starting to appreciate this tag team, at least in the main roster, because they're beloved in NXT. But in the main roster, it has been a tough battle so far for them, for DIY. So, this was a great match, and you know, I hope again this isn't the last that we see DIY go after the tag team titles.
Sana hindi, no?
Yeah.
Sorry, go, Sheena.
I actually think DIY and the Judgment Day are going to face off at Mania. I think that's where it's going to end up. I can see it happening. Kasi ang problema sa DIY is because they've been marred with so many injuries that they have been nearly forgotten by the larger WWE audience. You gotta understand, na kahit favorite natin sila sa NXT, Black and Gold was quite some time ago. A lot of people don't even know what it is now. Kasi naman pag na 3.0, right? And we have successful products out of that era or this current era of NXT. So for DIY to debut or re-debut in the main roster again after both of them are fully recuperated, it's going to take some time for people to get used to kasi they don't really know what DIY is. Diba? There have been segments explaining that and I am glad for those segments kasi not for those, para magbubuka lang silang random team and it doesn't make sense to start cheering for DIY in that sense because I am a DIY fan like Emil. I do love that particular period in the Black and Gold era of NXT and I am glad that they are getting a push. Kaya feeling ko talaga, this is just the Triple H and company's way of slowly introducing and giving them that slight push that they need just before the Judgment Day drop the titles to them at Mania.
Yeah, that would be interesting if DIY were to actually have a match against the Judgment Day at Mania. Kasi the main roster is so stacked na kind of like last year, ang dami sa kanila na likely hindi mabubook for the WrestleMania card for both Night 1 and Night 2.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Too. And you know, I love Gargano and Ciampa, but I'm having trouble imagining them in any spot right now. So sana magdilang Angel Cachino. You know, maybe this actually does happen. I don't know what it'll take for Gargano and Ciampa to get the same type of fan reaction or the same type of emotional investment that the NXT audience was able to invest in them all those years ago. In many ways, it does feel like a restart talaga. And sayang, kasi there wasn't a way to seamlessly build on that momentum that they had from NXT straight to the main roster, again, because of the injuries, partially because of the pandemic as well, and the regime change, and then Gargano leaving, then coming back. So I don't know what it's going to take for them to recapture that magic. I hope that they do, though, because you can see that Triple H is actually investing creatively in DIY kahit papano. Otherwise, we wouldn't even be talking about them in the first place, diba? So, yun. Here's to hoping that things pick up for them.
Yeah. I actually know what it takes. And they were actually trying to do that nung match na yun, the actual match. So they were trying to... That was like a takeover level match that DIY did versus Judgment Day. And I have not seen that kind of match from either man in a while. And it's been more than a minute. And the fact that it was no commercials, no hour na yun, that particular match, I knew that they were doing a takeover thing. Triple H just wanted to let them cook as much as they could. And that's a Tony Khan play. And, you know, it's not always bad. You should let your wrestlers wrestle, and especially if they're good wrestlers. So I like that that's what they did here with DIY. And I don't know, it's like, them, or it's like Triple H throwing a bone to the two guys that he promised a lot for, but didn't really get to do that because of one reason or another, or you know, other stories that need to be told. So I appreciate that they got this opportunity. I agree that I hope they get another opportunity in a bigger stage, and you know, never know.
Hi, he's Chico Garcia.
And he's Gino Killiamore.
We're the hosts of Only Fun.
In our podcast, we explore the boundaries of our pleasure.
And test the limits of our pain.
It's business in the front.
And party in the rear? Wait, what? Wait, we talk about shows that we watch that might, you know, be entertaining for everyone else, right?
Yep. That's what I said. Check out our podcast. New episodes out Wednesdays and Fridays.
No drama, only fun.
All right, let's go to Impact. We don't go to Impact very often for our picks of the week, and it's Ro who picked an Impact match this week.
Kala mo, Chino lang.
Surprising, to be honest.
No. There is a reason why we should go to Impact more. It's because of the new acquisitions that they got.
Which is in video ni Monday Night Rowan.
Yeah. I forgot to congratulate the people. The people for appearing in TNA canon. Official na kayong ano.
You're now all part of the Impact Zone. We
yes,
did it, guys.
You are now part of the Impact Zone.
We did it, guys.
I wasn't in that video.
Actually, I was in the third floor, so hindi pa.
But we are in the Impact Zone.
Yeah.
So we should actually be paying more attention to Impact. Because you got Nick Nemeth, you got GYV, you got Mustafa Ali who's coming in. So legit, the guy is everywhere, and the WWE alums are everywhere. And my pick is the main event that they had last Thursday. It was GYV. They're now the Grizzled Young Vets, lang, not the veterans, versus ABC, Ace and Bay Club. So really, really good stuff. It's your typical tag team wrestling in the indies, na maraming spots. But it's also the kind of tag team wrestling that we did see no NXT UK. So as you guys know, if you watch NXT UK, they were allowed to cook there. For those who don't, it's available on the WWE Network. But it was the kind of thing that I know the GYV wanted to do. I know that they weren't quite happy being the schism, right? Or being the, what were they called again? The dyad. The dyad. So I know that they just wanted to straight up ball and not do the character work much. They tried, but they just wanted to ball. I know. Because they just want to be, they just want to be soon recognized as the number one tag team in the world. So a lot of good stuff here. Ace and Bay are also, good partners for them, good dance partners. They were able to give what GYV wanted out of WWE and NXT. And it's a best of three match. So there are going to be two more matches for the tag team championship. Obviously, it's going to go down to the wire because what kind of wrestling best of three ends at game two, right? So please,
I'm gonna sweep.
I was actually gonna say that too. Like, what
is gonna
be
a sad look? That's gonna be a sad look for the Bullet Club, though. Mm. But again, it goes back to we should pay more attention to Impact because yung ginagawa nila of bringing in the former WWE guys, and now more than ever, it is what AEW was trying to do, and in some ways, what WWE is trying to do in NXT, but. It's worked the best so far, I think, for Impact. Or TNA, sorry. CNA now.
Yeah. I'm surprised na the ABC, or not the yung team nila are babyfaces, considering they're part of they're still part of Bullet Club.
The Bang Bang Gang are also babyfaces now, so what does it matter?
But they're not part of the Bullet Club.
Huh? Yeah. They are not part of the Bullet Club. They're literally called the Bullet Club Gold.
Yeah, they're called ABC because American Bullet Club sila.
It's Ace and Bay Club.
Right, so yeah.
No, the original meaning of ABC. Okay.
Sure.
But this was a great match, and the difference between the Dyad and them going back to the Grizzled Young Vets is like night and day. Kasi hindi ko talaga sila na-enjoy as Dyad eh. And now they're back to their old gimmick, and it really fits them. Kasi they are great wrestlers. They have this style that is gritty. That it fits with the image of TNA, which is really great wrestling. I feel like because it's a best of three match, they're holding back a bit because they don't want to blow all their load in one match, considering they will have two more matches to go. So kabang-abang yung match two and three, because I think they still have more to offer, and those matches are gonna be, I think, better than this one.
Yeah, yeah. Special mention to Steve Macklin, of all people. I'm going to talk to him as a match. But the build-up they're doing with him against Nick Nemeth is pretty good. I want to pay a particular attention to that. But the match, as for the tag team main event, it was also pretty good. This was my favorite match of the entire week. If I had to actually pick a wrestling match, gun to my head, this would be it. Kasi tama yung sinabi nila lahat. They let these four guys do their thing. Diba? GYV was always just about the wrestling, and they were able to get back to their roots in this matchup. I will agree na bakit nga yung sweep lang sila. Diba? Kasi kawawa naman.
See,
the fuck? Na talaga. No, I was just fucking with you. But like, I do agree na parang down to the wire talaga. Because they have to make the most out of GYV as well. Diba? They really need to do with GYV what they I feel like failed to do with subculture. I don't even know where the
oh yeah, God, Jesus Christ, that was a huge waste.
So yeah, I don't even know. Si Daddy Lou na lang nakikita ko. That sucks.
Didn't someone get injured, like Mark Andrews or something?
Yeah. But bottom line is si Daddy Lou na lang yung natagas sa subculture.
Yeah,
and the TNA roster, which sucks. But GYV is there to fill the gap in terms of British wrestling. If you missed your NXT UK days, this was a great makeup for it.
Yeah. My favorite part of what GYV did was seeing James Drake just hold a guy in like a chin lock or something, and then absorb niya yung mga hataw ng kalaban, and then Zach Gibson will come in and strike with like a drop kick or something. So it's not very often that you see tag team offense that way, where one guy sacrifices himself and takes the offense from the opponents, waiting for the other guy to charge from a distance. So that was something unique. Now I don't recall the last time I actually saw it. So I appreciated what Zach Gibson and James Drake have been doing there. And like you guys, I also did miss seeing GYV in action dating back to their time in NXT UK. So it's nice to see them be themselves again. And as their mantra, they are soon to be recognized as the world's number one tag team. We're going to close things out here with Bayley's WrestleMania decision, which was Rowan's pick. And we talked about this nung weekend reactions episode natin yesterday. But in case you didn't catch that, let's run through yung mga points ni Rowan. First off, great callback to 2005 when Batista was eavesdropping dun sa shit-talking session in a Ric Flair and Triple H. So this time, Bayley is in the Batista spot while Io and the Kabuki Warriors are in the Triple H and Flair spots. Sabi ni Rowan, predictable yung pagpili ni Bayley kay Io as a WrestleMania opponent, but it predictable doesn't mean bad kasi the story and the execution have been pretty good. Sabi ni Rowan na he's glad that Bayley is the babyface again, but he thinks that she can still work as a face even with a damage control gimmick or even with whatever gimmick she'll have moving forward after splitting from damage control. Apparently, Rowan doesn't want her to be the hugger again and to bring back the Bayley buddies. I also think that Bayley's kind of over that. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think she's going to bring that anytime soon.
I still have her shirt on, so hopefully.
Yeah, I have her tank as well, though.
I mean, I think there should be a balance between the old and the new.
I think yung current character niya is already pretty much her. Like it's her normal self na toned down na yung mga heel tendencies niya from a couple of years ago, diba?
Yeah, I doubt that she'll start calling Corey Graves an idiot for one kasi Michael Cole's not there anymore.
Yeah.
Tapos Rowan wonders now with the damage control infighting, which side will the Dakota Kai be on? So sabi ni Rowan, he's quoting King Solomon from the Bible. And he wants for the Dakota to be cut in half and give each half to Bayley and Io.
That's a wild very quote weird to draw from, Rowan.
Sino yung magiging nanay sa kanila?
Yeah, that's a wild...
I mean, I was okay with the Bayley and Io ladder match for the custody of Dakota Kai, but draw from King Solomon of all characters.
Sa lahat ng pwede mong paghubutan talaga ng quote, yung pinaka-brutal yung nanay.
That is Rowan ASH for you guys.
Somebody needs to talk to that boy. My God. I did not expect a King Solomon quote in the middle of this episode.
In the words of Booker T, that boy got problems. We've already told you our thoughts on Bayley's WrestleMania decision. So if you haven't caught them yet, go check out our weekend reactions episode, which should be up on your feeds by the time you're hearing this.
Although, yeah, interesting, you know, yung sinabi niya about
King Solomon.
Like, which side is Nicole going to be on? And I told the Discord server this, like, she's gonna side with Bayley until such a point where Dakota is gonna screw Bayley, and you know that would, then she will join. You know, she will go back to Damage Control. I think yun yung mangyayari. Kasi kailangan din ng pambalanse, because if it's gonna be Bayley going up against this trio alone, so parang luge. So
counterpoint. I think Dakota Kai chooses Io and the Kabuki Warriors right away kasi kailangan nila ng interpreter.
Yeah.
Two, all right, when Randy Orton was the babyface against Triple H, Batista, and Flair, no one was crying foul saying, Randy Orton needs rest back here.
All right, that's fair.
Which side will Batista choose?
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, Dakota Kai stays with the Japanese contingent.
Yeah, ako din. Kasi I don't think it works kung tatlo silang nagja-Japanese ng sabay-sabay. Like, you know what I mean? I know Bailey understands Japanese, but I don't understand Japanese. So how are they gonna communicate whatever they want to say to people like me? Diba?
Yeah, not just that. I thought they were teasing Dakota being part of the Mean Girls, because in their segments, she was also awkward. I mean, she was also very visibly othering Bailey.
Mm. Oh, you did. Yeah, tama.
Yeah, kaya naman ni Dakota, diba? We've seen her be a mean girl on NXT, and while she's recovering, while she's rehabbing her knee, it gives her something to do by being the mouthpiece of Asuka, Kairi, and Io.
Yeah.
Those are our thoughts. Sa picks of the week for this this episode. Let us know what you think. You know where to find us. It is at Wrestling2XPod on TikTok and on Twitter. We're going to catch you tomorrow on our weekly live stream, 7 p.m. sa ating Facebook page. And on YouTube, it is at Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. Thank you very much to Babyface producer Jasper and all of the producers over on the Pod Network for all of the work that they do behind the scenes. We got to get out of here and end this episode of the Wrestling Wrestling Podcast. On behalf of Ro Moran, Chino Liao, and Emil Nate, my name is Stan C, saying stay safe, stay healthy, and don't be a dick. Wrestling Wrestling Podcast, out. Later, weirdos.
Peace, outcasts.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.